It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Vayishlach Yaakov Melochim Lefanav El Esav. Yaakov sends angels to Esav Achiv, Arts Aseir Sedei Adom. We know that again, Yaakov and Esav, last week, we learned about all the Shvatim and Yaakov creating Knesset Yisrael. And then it says, Vayitzavo Somle Mor, Ko Somrun Le'adonai Esav, Ko Amar Abdecha Yaakov, Im Lovan Garti, Vachar Arato, that I live with the Lovan, and nevertheless, Garti, Vachar Arato, and I've lingered until now. Rashi says, a very famous Rashi, because Rashi is, all the Rashis come in the beginning, all the Rashis are famous, but the beginning ones are always the most famous ones. Garti, Rashi says, Tupshatim, Lo Nasasi Ser V'choshuv, Elagir, I didn't become so noticeable, I didn't become a dignitary, I didn't become such an honorable person, but rather I'm a ger, I'm a sojourner. Eincho kedai lesnoosi, you shouldn't come to hate me. And then Dabar Acher, Garfi begamatria taryag, that I was there, I did 613 mitzvos, I live with the loved one. And the great Kli Yaka, Rabbi Fry Lentred, question one, says that these two pshatim, these two ideas, really go within each other. And they seem to be going against each other. Question one. Question two. We always speak about it. Last week, I went to Yeshiva for Shabbos to the family, and I spoke in front of one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Anderson Sachs, or Shiva Landers. And I spoke about this little idea. And the famous question, last week's parsha, that it says in Yuma Chavches, it says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kola Torah Kula, Afilu Erev Tafshilin. If you want to cook from a Yontif to a Shabbos, a Gemara and Beitzah, for all the Daf Yomi learners that finish Beitzah, Rosh Hashanah, Steigen away, shout out to my father and my father-in-law Steigen, amazing, making Torah the real life. And the Gemara says in Beitzah, talks about Erev Tafshilin. And in this week's Parsha, it says, Vayichon Shom Pnei Ha'ir. And the Gemara says that, and the Medrash says that, what does it mean, Vayichon Shom Pnei Ha'ir? That Yaakov set up Erev Tchumin. He set up boundaries, the idea of an Erev Tchum, that we're able to walk 2,000 Amos, the Gemara in Erevin says. Question two, why specifically is Yaakov about Erev Tchumin? And lastly, we know that we have the fight. Again, there's so much stuff in this week's parsha with Dina and crazy. So many, it was jam-packed. But we have the fight between Sar Shel Esav, very strange conversation between Yaakov, and he goes back for the Pachim Kitanim, trying to get those little vessels. The Maharal says that those little Pachim were coming up to Hanukkah soon, the Pachim of Hanukkah. But as we all know in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Lo Elohim Shemcha Yaakov, Lo Yigricham Shemcha Od Yaakov, Kim Yisrael. Your name is going to be Yisrael. Why specifically? I like that name, it's my name. But why specifically Yisrael? What is that? What is that about? And why didn't this Sar Shel Esav, he didn't reveal his name? It was a very strange conversation between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu, who turns into Yisrael. So again, let's just chazer over. Let's get the Yisaidis. Tell some stories, obviously. But let's get the Yisaidis. That question one, Rashi says, Im Lovan Garti, Tayad Mitzvah Shemayin. There's even some songs. Im Lovan Garti. I remember that song. But that says Rashi, either I'm a sojourner, you shouldn't hate me, I'm not such a chosh of a guy, I'm not so great. And then the second pshat, says Rashi, is in love on Garti, and I still did the Taryag Mitzvos and the great Rav Fry Lenger, the Kli Yaakar, says that both these pshatim are working within each other. Question two, why specifically is Yaakov referenced as Erev Tchumen, says the Medrash? And lastly, Yisrael. Why was his name changed from Yaakov to Yisrael? So what's the aside? The Rambam tells us in Perek Beis and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that there are 10 types of malachim. It's very interesting. We say every Friday night, most people have the minhag. I grew up in the minhag, and I carried it over. The Messiah, passing on to generation to generation. That's what Klal Yisrael is about. I once heard Rav Hirsch Schachter and Nitzis Vaikolo. They said, no, there's so many religions. How do you know? A good question. So many of the Bali Musar and the Rishonim talk about it. And Rav Schachter said, we have the Messiah. We go from generation to generation to generation to generation, we have a Messiah, that we're the chosen nation. We're the chosen nation, 600,000 people getting Torah. Okay, we can talk about this more, we're not going to, but the Rambam writes, so why do we say Shalom Aleichem, the Messiah, Shalom Aleichem? So we say Shalom Aleichem, then we say Boachem L'Shalom, Baruchim L'Shalom, then all of a sudden we say Seitzchem L'Shalom. Why are we saying Seitzchem? We're starting Shabbos, it's Friday night. The Gemara says in Shabbos, yeah, hopefully your table's set, getting ready, and you're bringing in the malachim, says the Gemara. So now you're saying goodbye. It's a beautiful pshat. I say it was pshat right in Friday night. Seitzchem L'Shalom represents you're saying goodbye to the angels. I don't want the angels. I want direct connection, me and you, the Rabboni Shalom, me and you. No separation. I don't need angels. But it's interesting because Yaakov, again, he sends out angels. In the beginning of Bereishis, there's so many angels. Three angels come to Avraham. So many angels, the angels with Yaakov and the ladder going up and down. And Rashi says that he sent angels mamish, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein. My grandfather, Bamzer Zatzal, and Zichus, have such a close relationship with Rav Moshe. And what a tremendous gadol b'Torah. Mamish finishing shots hundreds and hundreds of times. And he was so, whenever they used to speak about Rav Moshe, he was so normal. He wasn't like one of these, you know, they say that even his sons were, you know, also the Gedolim. He was so normal. And he saw that they weren't down to learn or they needed vacation or they needed a break. He gave them a break. He was so normal. That's, you know, a Gadol. A Gadol is a person that's learning Torah but also making it so real and being so normal. That's what they say about Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, beautiful pshat, he says that Yaakov was on such a high level. He was, again, he had so many hardships in life, which we talked about last week, probably going to still talk about. But he wasn't shaken up by a miracle. He had this close connection with Hashem. He loved the Ribbono Shel so much. He loved him so much. You know, I was very happy because of Sachs. He gave a question and answer last Friday night from the Maser Bacher. He went on for like 5 hours. He'd just go on for hours and hours, Baruch Hashem. Bucky and Shas, Bucky and Torah. And he even said one thing that I said in the Parshas here last week. Obviously, I remember everything. But I was talking about Yaakov being Rishus. And what's the difference between Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? And he said a nice idea because Yaakov's Rishus. Because even though Yaakov is the type of Hester Panim that we don't see, Rishus, even though Tosfos tells us in Chavava Mebeis in Brachos that doesn't really mean Marv Rishus. But you have to do it if you have another mitzvah coming. But why Rishus? Because we're in the darkness. And although we're getting through, but we have to remember we're still in the galus. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We still want that Shechina to come. And the Kli Yoker says something amazing. The Kli Yoker says that you know why these two pshatim are working with each other? Because Yaakov is a person that always strives for more. Always trying to do the 613 mitzvahs, living with the Ribbono Shalom. But not only that, says the Kli Yoker, he viewed himself as I could do so much more. Obviously, nowadays, again, you know, we have the Navardic and the Slobodka, different methods. Slobodka holding themselves, godless, the Odom, Navardic, you know, they would go and they would go into a store, a food store, and ask for a nail. No, they were into shiftless, the Odom, the humility, realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. But Yaakov realized that I could do so much more. But a person at the same time needs to realize how much he's doing. You know, this week, I was zocha to go on a trip with my boyfriend, getting older, going up and down the mountains, not so easy for me. And we went to this, we actually did two hikes. The first hike was called Nachal Arugot by Ein Gedi. It's the more intense hike. I wanted to do the other hike. but they didn't want to listen to me. They told me that, no, we're doing Nachal Arur Goat, big waterfalls, and it's very geschmack. And I really enjoyed it. It was hard, though. It was not an easy hike. And I remember I was talking with, there was actually one boy that he decided he wanted to challenge himself. And he didn't wear shoes. Like me, I was like, you know, grabbing onto every rock and every. And he didn't want to wear shoes. And I said, I was talking to him. I'm like, why are you not wearing shoes? And he said, I'm not wearing shoes because I want to challenge myself. I'm like, you want to challenge? He's like, yeah, listen, I had a really hard past 2 weeks in yeshiva. And I'm getting down on myself. And I want to show, because I'm a person that fights. And I want to show myself that I'm strong. And I want to go without shoes. True story. And I said to him, listen, first of all, put your shoes on. This is crazy. I can't watch you go ahead all these rocks. It's hard for me to be with my sneakers, and I'm killing myself over here. And watching you, it's just not good. But I said, let's work together. And he says, yeah, but I'm like a perfectionist. And like, I need everything to like be perfect. And I had, you know, I missed a couple chakrases, and I missed a... And he said, listen, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to work as hard as we can. Yeah, everyone's going to have faults. But we want godless. We have to realize what we're doing. We have to always strive for more, of course. Like a Yaakov. Even though I'm keeping Kol HaTorah Kula and love and Gardi, tiring mitzvah shamarti. But still, I could keep on going. I could keep on going more. And then we did another hike. Because there's a shtick that Shana Bet, normally I'm usually with the Shana Bet side, but now I switched to being a Shana Olive Rebbe. And Shana Bet, they go and they scare Shana Olive. They come out from, but now we have to make a very geschmack. So they decided they were going to take us on a night hike and pretend we got lost. So me and all the Rabbeim knew what was going on. But we were like going with it. Like, where are we going? But it was a really hard hike. It was another hour and a half hike. Like, near Masada. And at one point, I'm like, you know, thinking to myself, I don't want to say out loud, I want to ruin it for everyone. It was amazing. 110 guys didn't realize that Chana Bet was going to pull a fast one on them. That was pretty amazing. And I'm going up and down the hike in the dark. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm old, I can't do this, and I know it's funny to make a prank, but this is not worth it. But Baruch Hashem, I made it through. Stories, yeah. But again, I turned to this guy and I said, listen, we got to strive for what we can. So, okay, you had a tough week. On Sunday, when you start again, let's go little by little. And he was listening. Because there's always more to Avodas Hashem. But at the same time, a person needs to be proud of his accomplishments. You know, they tell a great story. A guy, they made an amazing, amazing surprise party for him. All his best friends, 40 guys, throwing it down. They get everything, all the food. They do everything for him. And then he comes in. And they say, surprise. And he sees everything. He looks for a second. He's like, thank you very much. And leaves. What kind of guy is that? Everyone's like, what's the deal with this guy? I thought he was our friend. So it's the same thing to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us so many presents. And he's put us in this world. The Olam HaAsiyah. And another conversation, the guy, he said, why are we here? Which is a great question. Why doesn't Hashem just put us in Olam Haba? Why did he put us here? So I said, this is the world of Olam HaAsiyah. This is a world where you try to do whatever you can. You try to accomplish. Lev Chasson says a beautiful idea. What was the fight between the Tsar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu? And Lev Chasson says, so our friend quote this down in his sefer, beautiful sefer from the Parsha, that we all have different Yetzaharas. We all have things that come at us. We have different things, different distractions, things that bring us down. And he couldn't. The Tsar Shel Esav, there couldn't be a name because it could be so many different things. You know, 70, 80 years ago, was they tried to annihilate us physically. And some were going to come to a Hanukkah soon, and they tried to annihilate us spiritually. And even with an Esav, he tried to annihilate Yaakov Avinu spiritually and physically. So I can't define for exactly what is this Yetzirah. Because we all have different Yetziraras. But then we turn around and we say, Yisrael. Yisrael, your name's not going to be Yaakov. Your name is going to be Yisrael now. You know, this week was my grandmother's yahrzeit, my father's mother, Gittel Bas Yisrael HaKohen. She was a Mara, I'm a Kohen. Right? She was a daughter of a Kohen, and she was Gittel, goodness, Tova. My sister's named after Gittel, Tova. Not named after her, but Tova, it was Gittel. And the goodness, because Tova and Gittel represent the idea of, wow, everything's great. And she, my grandmother, was so proud. My grandmother was so proud of everything. You know, she could go and sit next to Donald Trump at a chasana, which I think she did, at Jared Kushner's wedding. And she was just so proud of the family. I remember once saying, Grandma, you don't have to come to my shir. Listen, I'm not saying anything good, don't worry. She said, I'm coming. I'm like, no, it's hard. It's, you know, E.O. of Emmett, Rabbi Kaufman, it's hard. She said, no, I'm coming. And she went. And she said, it was great. I'm like, great. I'm like, it was hard for you, Grandma. But no, she was all about being proud, the goodness. The goodness. Gisel Bas Yisroel HaKohen. And she gave it over to my father. And she gave it over to her other sons, Uncle Alan, Uncle Ira, who developed beautiful homes in my mother and Aunt Beverly and Ora, passing on the dynasty. Gittel Bas Yisroel HaKohen. The goodness, Gittel, the goodness. And you know, the name Yisroel, I spoke about this a couple years ago, that Yisroel has different explanations of why are we called Yisroel. So the Pnei Yeshua says in Kedusha that we're called Yisroel because Yei Shishim Ribui, that there are 600,000. La'alfei Yisroel, there are 600,000. Pnei Yeshua says, really, there are 600,000 words in the Torah, but it's not true. There's maybe more, but each letter represents someone in Klal Yisroel. Also, what's another idea? Sharei Kel, that I'm straight with the Ribbono Shel Hashem, is part of my life. Another idea of Yisrael. And lastly, once heard from Rebbe Wine, beautiful, Shari Chesed. Ah, my parents have a farm in there. Yisrael, Yud, represents Yaakov and Yitzchak. Shin represents Sarah. Sin represents Sarah, Reish, Rachel. Aleph, Avraham, Aleha, all the Imos and the Avos in Yisrael. Because he needed to pass it on to generation, like we were talking about before, the Messiah, passing it on. And that's what my grandfather and my grandmother did. They passed on to generation, when it was hard to live in that generation, to keep Shabbos was hard. And my grandparents and my father and his brothers, they took upon themselves, this, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. So Gittel Bas Yisroel, Gittel goodness. Again, sister was named for someone else, Tova. Ah, your great grandma, right? Tova. But it's the same name, it's goodness. And we're all striving for goodness, for greatness in this world. Why Vayichan Sham Yisroel? Why Dafka? Because when you make an Erev, Yaakov realized that he is going and he's creating Knesset Yisroel. So he needs to make boundaries. He needs to make sure that he's not going to be affected by the rest of the world. And the way not to get affected by the rest of the world is to be proud of yourself. Realize that the Judaism is not a burden, but Judaism is a great thing. That we have a relationship with the Torah. We have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's hard because there are so many things thrown at us, so many challenges. It's a crazy world out there, a great world. But again, a person needs to have the boundaries. So how can Yaakov marry two sisters? How? How is he allowed to? We see very clearly in this week's part, Tarya Mitzvah Shamarti. So how can he marry two sisters? So the Mishnah Lemelech, right, a beautiful sefer called Parshas Drachim. And he says an amazing thing. He says, listen, the Avos and Imos, they're on a, Ramban says it's also a little, they're on the level of Geirus. They had to convert, even though they didn't have the Torah yet, there was some level of Kedusha. And whenever you convert, your sister is not your sister. So Rachel and Leah weren't sisters. Amazing pshat. The Maharal says, you know why? There's a difference between Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lois Saseh. The Avos did the Mitzvah Saseh, the Avos Hashem, says the Ramban. And the Yiras Hashem is the Lois Saseh, and the Avos did the Mitzvah Saseh. And the great Nefesh HaChaim, Aleph, Chof Aleph, says in Parak Aleph, Os Chaf Aleph, that there's a difference between Mitzuva V'yoseh and Eina Mitzuva V'yoseh. Which one's greater? We've spoken about this. Mitzuva V'yoseh is greater, but the others were on a level of Eina Mitzuva V'yoseh. They just wanted to accomplish. They realized there's so much to do, so much to accomplish. So Yaakov Avinu, says the Kli Yakar, Tari Yomitzah Shamarti Garti, is this idea. That a person realizes that he has a tafkid, he has a job in this world. And there's going to be things thrown at us, but we're going to be mekayim as much as we can. We're going to have challenges thrown at us, but we're going to persevere. Because we're going to have spiritual challenges, and we're going to have different challenges. They're going to try to annihilate us, the other nations, but we realize that we have the Ribbono Shel, and he's carried us through with the Torah. Avram Avinu's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yaakov, he passed it on to generation to generation. And Yaakov was the Bechir HaAvos. He channeled it. He channeled it. Again, we're going to get to the Parshas, the difficult Parshas. We're still suffering from the sin of Yosef. Such a hard story. I said last week, I spoke to my mother, such a hard story. I'm trying to get pshat. It's hard. The story with Shvatim. Right? How could it cause pain to Yaakov like that? But again, this was one of the challenges. Again, you can never give pain to your parents, but this is one of the challenges Hashem said was going to happen to a Yaakov Avinu. But again, he got reunited, and look what happened to a Yosef, where he saved the world, literally. And what's the fight between a Yaakov and a Sarshal Esav? Because a Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol, I have it all. Ezo Ashir HaSameach B'Chalko, says the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Because Ezo Ashir HaSameach B'Chalko, you're not comparing yourself to anyone else. Ezo Gibor, it doesn't say the guy that can lift all the weights. But Ezo Gibor HaKoyvesh Et Yitzro, his Yitzhahara. Ezo Chacham HaLomim Mikol Adam. Right, we know that Ben Zoma is the one that said that. My grandfather, Rabamzer, I think I once heard, used to always say this, and my uncle Vidal used to quote him also, that Ezu Chacham Halomi Mikol Adam. That's why Ben Zoma comes over the Chachamim. But it's not it's subjective, but it's not just, oh, Ezu Chacham, the smartest guy in the world. No, it's who could learn from someone else. And that's what we're in this world for, to build relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to build relationships with people. And Be'ezus Hashem, we're Klal Yisrael. Yesh Shishim Riboy, Alfa Yisrael. My grandmother, Geto Bas, Yisrael HaKoyin, represented this idea. I'm going to pass on the Messiah, which she did, Torah, and give it over to her sons, and the daughter-in-laws, and the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren, and just keep on going. Chen Yirbu L'chayel L'chayel. And represents, Yaakov represented the idea, I'm going to fight that Tsar Shel Esav, that Yosef Tzaharas, and I'm going to become great. And he did become great. And again, Yod, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Sin, Sarah, Reish, Rachel, Aleph, Avraham, Lamed, Leah, and again, Seischem, L'Shalom, to the Malachim. We have a direct connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to keep on growing with him, so a person needs to keep on going as much as he can and build that beautiful, beautiful relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through his mitzvos and through his Torah. Have an amazing Parshas Vayishlach.